Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump, New York. We're going to talk about the former president's abilities and wants, the advice that he might be getting, and how that advice might play out. Because there has definitely been a development, and it seems as though, well, it seems as though the judge up there has had enough when it comes to the violations of the gag order. Skipping straight to the headline on this one, going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sanction if it is recommended. And the subtext certainly reads to me as if the judge is telling the state, if this comes up again, recommend it. The thing is, the judge understands the gravity of the situation. The judge doesn't want to be the person who put Trump in confinement and said as much. Mr. Trump, it's important to understand that the last thing I want to do is to put you in jail. And there's more, but he goes on to, at the end of the day, I have a job, and part of that job is to protect the dignity of the judicial system and compel respect. Your continued violations of this court's lawful order threaten to interfere with the administration of justice in constant attacks which constitute a direct attack on the rule of law. So, the main thing that's being discussed right now is whether or not Trump has the ability to be quiet, is basically what it boils down to. For two reasons. One, because he doesn't think about what he's saying at times. And two, because he's Trump. And he, in many ways, it's like a toddler you tell to go to their room. They're going to stand right outside the door, you know? Try to defy it for defiance's sake. That's where the conversation is. It's probably worth considering that he might, on some level, want to be placed in confinement, because I'm certain that some of his advisors are telling him that it will energize his base and help him politically. And the thing is, they're probably right when it comes to energizing his base. I think that's probably true. Those people who at this point are still behind Trump and eager to be behind Trump, they probably will just feed into the narrative and view it as, you know, something that was just totally unnecessary and out of bounds and so on and so forth. For his base, for that core base, the real supporters, the people who believe everything that he says. I don't believe that that is the case with independents. Independents that Trump needs to win. He cannot win with an energized base. The votes are not there for him to win in that manner. He has to get the independents. And I do not believe that they will view it the same way. I think they'll probably see a timeline of events and just be like, no. Trump has to make the choice. Nobody knows what he's going to do. Nobody knows if he has the ability to enact something if he decides it, or he'll just be Trump and trump it up. But it certainly seemed like the judge was done. It seemed like the period of, well, he's the former president, he talks a lot, is over. We'll have to wait and see. Odds are, if Trump lacks the ability, or believes it will be politically advantageous for him to be confined, we probably won't have to wait long to see what happens, at which point we'll see what he decides, and we'll see whether or not the state recommends it, and whether or not the judge takes that recommendation. But the tone of this is different. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.